Good morning. My guest this morning is Maria Culberson from the Occidental Community Choir. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning, Roland. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thanks for coming in. So what is the choir up to? I notice a couple of what seem to be major performances coming up on the 30th and on the 1st of May.
Right. We actually have that weekend, the 30th and the 1st, and the following weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we'll be performing an original work. It's called A West County Home Companion, and it's loosely modeled as an homage to the Prairie Home Companion.
Yes, right.
So we've got a lot of really fun elements going on.
Excellent. I understand that he's retiring.
Yeah, this is his last year. I think he's been at it for 40 years, and he's ready to pass the torch.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's a legacy.
I can very well understand that. So, as is pointed out in the press release, you may not have Garrison Keillor, but you do have Teresa Tudori.
We do. We have Teresa Tudori, who's our artist in residence this year. And we've been really just so excited to collaborate with her. And she'll be performing with us at two of our five concerts. And then we'll be singing an original composition of hers that was arranged by a choir member at all of our concerts. And then in addition to Teresa, we have two other guest artists who'll be joining us. We have Spellbound, which is a wonderful nationally recognized barbershop men's quartet. And we have the Thiessen Brothers, formerly known as the Mighty Chiplings, who are just very, very popular and local homegrown talent.
Great. I'm noticing that you're going to be performing, of course, at the Occidental Center, but also at the Sebastopol Center. And even the Glaser Center?
Right. The Occidental Center for the Arts in Occidental is our home base, and that's where we rehearse, right. And we're doing three of our five shows there. The two matinees, the Sunday matinees, will be the first one in Sebastopol, the Center for the Arts, and the second one is at the Glaser Center in Santa Rosa. And we really like those big resonant spaces. They're wonderful to sing in.
So you are the co-program director.
Right. Yes. I'm a fairly new choir member. We've been going for close to 40 years. And many of our choir members, you know, can say they've been there for decades. I'm relatively new, but I jumped in with both feet. And this year I'll be co-directing, a co-program manager, and then taking over that position in the fall, working with the music director.
So what kind of other choral experience have you had?
Oh, well, how much time have you got? I started as a child in musical theater. I majored in musical theater. I performed all through high school and college. I performed in dinner theater and regional theater after college.
Wow.
I was on tour, and I've been performing that's not the right word. I've been singing for the last 15 years as a song leader for the Threshold Choir doing end-of-life hospice work, and I've been on the show before in that capacity.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in the South Bay. I grew up on the peninsula in Palo Alto.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I originally hail from North Carolina, which is a contentious state at the moment, but my home state.
Yes.
But I love living in the Bay Area.
What about your plans for the community choir? I assume you have pet projects of your own that you hope someday to be able to execute?
Well, actually, not so much. I think part of what I love about having found this, and as I said, I'm relatively new. I went to see my first concert of theirs 2 years ago and immediately wanted to audition. I mean, just, said, I found my new home. But what I really love is how much the community, the choir, co-creates everything that they do, whether it's an original production, a song, to say, you know, what kind of spoken word or poetry do we want to incorporate with the music? So I'm really excited to tap into the interest, the creativity and the talent that's already there, and to see what comes out of that. Because they've got a 40-year history that, you know, you kind of don't want to mess with that.
The choir always gives the impression to me of a group of people who are really close, really intimate, people who have known each other for many years and sung together and really shared a lot of life's ups and downs.
Well, we're multi-generational at this point. We have husband and wife couples. We have father-daughter. We've had father-sons. I mean, we have just such a sense of community that it's really fun to be a part of.
Thanks for coming in, Maria.
Thank you for having me.
Let's say that there is a community choir performance on Saturday, April 30th at the Occidental Center for the Arts, one on Sunday, May 1st at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts. For information about them, the best way to do it is occidentalchoir.org, and you can get information and reservations there. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Jacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.